Republicans condemn Biden's Ukraine visit. It's the perfect example of America Last. By Ashley Oliver on February 20, 2023. Republicans in Congress criticized President Joe Biden's surprise visit to Ukraine on Monday, taking issue with the president appearing to place the Ukraine-Russia conflict ahead of Americans' worries about the recent toxic train derailment in Ohio and the surge in illegal migration at the southern border. Joe Biden prioritizing a visit to Ukraine before East Palestine. Ohio is the perfect example of his administration putting America last. House Majority Whip Tom Emmer, RMN, said in a statement provided to Breitbart News. In Ohio's small village of East Palestine, a 150-car Norfolk Southern train carrying hazardous material derailed this month, prompting a state-ordered evacuation and anxiety throughout the region that toxic chemicals may have spread through the air or contaminated the water. Ohio's Democrat and Republican U.S. senators have since called on the Environmental Protection Agency to immediately provide evidence of testing and monitoring on behalf of the area's residents as concerns about the safety of the area remain high. Biden has so far declined to visit East Palestine, while, by contrast, former President Donald Trump has planned a visit there this week. When our border is in crisis, Joe Biden goes home to nap in Delaware. When Ohio burns with toxic chemicals, Biden's admin says everything is fine. Representative Matt Gaetz, RFL, said, observing that Monday is President's Day and that he was, therefore, not surprised Biden was ditching America for Ukraine on the American holiday. Others also noted the dichotomous choice to visit Ukraine over Ohio. If you want to understand why so many Americans are frustrated right now, Biden is in Ukraine before Ohio, Senator Eric Schmidt, RMO, said. Representative Andy Biggs, RAZ, commented above a photo of Biden and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. You should be standing with East Palestine, an American town in your own country that needs your help. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, ripped Biden as an America Last fool and went as far as to call for his impeachment. Biden didn't go to East Palestine, Ohio on President's Day. He went to Ukraine, a non-NATO nation, whose leader is an actor and is apparently now commanding our United States military to World War, Greene said. We must impeach this America Last fool before it's too late. The chairman of the conservative House Freedom Caucus, Representative Scott Perry, RPA, called Biden's visit to Ukraine amid the ongoing southern border crisis breathtaking. Breathtaking that President Biden can show up in Ukraine to ensure their border is secure, but can't do the same for America, Perry said. Millions of migrants have flooded across the border illegally under the Biden administration. U.S. Customs and Border Protection data show border officials have encountered nearly 5 million migrants crossing into the U.S. illegally, a number that does not include the estimated 1 million gotaways, i.e., those who have crossed over undetected. Representative Thomas Massie, RKY, a staunch non-interventionist, reiterated on Monday his plans to use his seat on the powerful House Rules Committee to excise Ukraine funding from larger bills, a warning that comes after Congress has allocated $100 billion-plus in American aid to the war-torn country as part of must-pass spending legislation. Under Democrat control, Ukraine spending was bundled with funding of everything else for USA. Under Republican control, Ukraine funding will be a separate vote, Massie said. Senators need to brace themselves for the transparency and accountability that separate votes provide to taxpayers. Write to Ashley Oliver at oliver@breitbart.com. Follow her on Twitter at @asholiver.